We are in the midst of this really big cold snap, and so a couple things I want to remind you all of for those that are listening. First, let's talk about the simple things. Lindsay was just telling how cold it was. Agora, your windows are all locked, because if your windows are not locked, the draft can come in. You can feel that around the windows. Same goes with your doors. Obviously, if you have deadbolts and whatnot, lock those, because that typically helps you to seal the door. If you got a terrible draft on the bottom of the door temporarily, obviously you could put a towel or something like that. But you can go to the store, the home center or the hardware store, and get weather stripping that you can literally stick on the inside of the door so that it touches the floor. And it has a like a double-sided tape. Typically, it's a 3M-style tape, so it's very aggressive and will hold really well under the strain of the door opening and closing. Pipes, anything on an outside wall. You've got a kitchen faucet or a vanity faucet. If there's cabinets, open those cabinet doors. Leave them open till, I don't know, Thursday. And as I mentioned with a caller early this morning, if you're going to leave water trickling in problem areas of a faucet, you not only need to leave the cold water on, but the hot as well. They're two separate pipes, and if you just let the cold, the hot could freeze. And that little bit of trickle, that babbling brook, will keep things from freezing. Yes, you're going to waste a little bit of water, but you're not going to waste as much as if a pipe bursts and it's pouring into your basement or mechanical room area like that. As far as your furnace goes, your furnace is working its tail off right now to keep up. Don't be surprised if the house is just cold and you can't imagine why it's not keeping up. It's just really cold. But that furnace filter is really important at this point. A lot of people, you know, I talk about these pleated filters where I think it's a better use of air filtration inside your home, but they can get clogged faster. In particular, you know, a lot of people burning a lot of candles. Are you doing a lot of, how's your candle game, Lindsay, this time of year? Do you like to burn a lot of candles?
I am, yeah. Yes, a ton.
A lot of soot gets in the air, and that soot gets absorbed by those filters. If those filters get clogged and the furnace can't breathe, it will shut down. So please go take a look at that filter. If you can't get to the store because it's too cold, pull the filter out, run the system without the filter. It's not the end of the world if it runs for a couple days until you can get to the store to replace it. But those pleated filters get dirtier faster, in particular as we're all closed up. Humidity in the home, that's key. That's key to you being comfortable and the home holding more heat. But as the temperature drops, you actually need to adjust the humidistat, because if you're pumping, trying to get 35% humidity in the home, you're going to get water beating on the inside of the glass, and that can cause problems. So you may want to dial that down to like 20%. It takes about 24 hours. In this cold weather, it will adjust quicker than that. But you'll still be comfortable. It'll hold more moisture, and you'll be more comfortable. And finally, with all the snow and the blowing wind, if you have a high-efficiency furnace and you've got those intake and exterior pipes on the outside, intake and exhaust pipes for your system, many installations, when they're retrofitted in older homes, they seem to be really low to the ground. And they're coming out right just above the foundation wall. And if that snow clogs that intake or it clogs the exhaust, the furnace, when it's running, does all these different tests to make sure everything is safe. It'll shut itself down. So I realize it's cold right now, but if you know where those pipes are, take a shovel out there and scoop away all that snow and make sure that stays clear. I mean, once the temperatures really drop, the snow is probably not going to fly that much because it's going to be literally frozen. But if you follow these few steps, oh, and the last one is turn every ceiling fan on in your house too, because circulating that air will just make the house more comfortable and actually have your furnace running a little bit less, not much because it's really cold, but it will make a huge difference for sure.